Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, great to have you back on Travel Talk this weekend. I know you're a very busy man and you've got a particularly busy March coming up. Is Patrick's Day traditionally a busy time for you on Travel Talk?
For me, I love to get out of Dublin, and this year I'm going to go to Derry. Now, Legendary, as some people call it. They've won the award, Robbie, for the best tourist board in Ireland, which is a really nice accolade for them. And they have a wonderful new visitor centre that they're opening up there, which is meant to be fantastic. It's a place I love to go to. And I must say, you always get an amazing welcome there. Of course, the beautiful walled city of Derry. It's so unique in Europe as one of the only preserved walled cities. And they've great music there, great bars as well. So for St. Patrick's weekend, Robbie, it'll be great. And imagine, there were still hotels available when I went to have a look yesterday, Robbie, unlike our own capital city here.
Yeah, I know the prices, they're absolutely exorbitant for St. Patrick's Day. Now, for people planning to head out of the country, France, of course, holds a lot of appeal. And you got a chance to chat to somebody during the week from Visit Normandy.
Yeah, the Normandy Tourist Board had a wonderful event here, Robbie, during the week where Michael Dodds, who's the Anglo-Irish head of the tourist board, he was chatting to me all about some very interesting stuff that they're doing. Now, always a great place to sort of go to if you want to get escape for a few weeks, you know, and immerse yourself in all things French. Michael, you have a very interesting title. You are the Anglo-Irish Director for Normandy Tourism.
That's correct.
Did I get
that's
that right?
That's correct. It's a real privilege.
Wonderful. And of course, there's really amazing links happening, isn't there now, between Ireland and Normandy, with sort of new ferry routes opening and lots of exciting things happening.
Well, that's right. I think that particularly the port of Dublin, but particularly Rosslare and Cherbourg are booming, and all the ferry companies, be it Irish Ferries, Stena Lines and Brittany Ferries, now all operate and are developing their links with Normandy and Ireland. And this is great news, I think, both for Irish and for the Normans and the French to come over to Ireland as well.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, you know, after COVID, of course, a word we don't like to mention anymore in travel, Michael, ferries became very popular. And some of the ferries that I was looking at that you're talking about now are almost like very luxurious cruise ships with beautiful cabins, and you can bring pets on some of
them. Well, I think that's right. I think that the last 15 years, ferry travel has really, really improved. And it's not just the comfort on board, it's the quality of the restaurants as well. And I think, you know, the holiday starts as soon as you get on board the boat. And I think that all the ferry companies have really embraced that idea of providing an experience.
Absolutely. Now, Normandy, of course, you're doing some great promotions. In Dublin, you were telling me in June, you've got some very interesting stuff happening.
What we want to do is, we want to try and promote Normandy as an effective short break destination for Irish people. I know a lot of Irish people may want to use the Cherbourg link and then head down south straight away. We want them to stay. We'd love them to spend a week-long holiday, hopefully, in Normandy. Appreciate our countryside, appreciate our history, appreciate our food. And one of the things that we're trying to do as well is build up the historic links that we have with Ireland. The Norman influence, you know, after William the Conqueror, 100 years later, there was another invasion. In fact, it was an invitation from the King of Dublin at the time, wanted extra support. He invited the Normans to come over to support him, and I think they made the most of it. And, of course, the result is there's a whole huge legacy of Norman churches, Norman castles, and Norman influence on agriculture. It's fascinating. And we visited Wexford in June, an official delegation, where they're building and developing a Norman way and doing an interpretation centre on the Norman story in Ireland. This is terrific, and we're trying to promote and develop those links more effectively.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, after Brexit as well, I mean, there's been loads of new developments on direct routes. And of course, we're here in the Alliance Française today, which is an epicentre of culture between France and Ireland.
Well, that's right. And now, because of Brexit, obviously, France is the closest European neighbour. And this is, you know, of geopolitical importance for Ireland. So we're coming out as a friendly gesture. We're going to do a friendly invasion at the beginning of June. We're organising our own Normandy food tour. in Dublin, in Kilkenny, because I think that Kilkenny is perceived as being the most Norman town in Ireland, so we hope to organise that in Kilkenny. And we know already that we've got things organised in New Ross, who are ready to welcome us as well between the 3rd and the 5th of June. Should be good fun.
Absolutely. And of course, Normandy, I mean, beaches, beautiful. I was looking at Cotentin there recently.
Cotentin, absolutely.
Yeah, I was chatting to Julien from the tourist board. Amazing castles, churches, food, I mean, wines, everything. People maybe think more South France, but I was really impressed with the amazing variety of stuff.
There's a huge variety and an awful amount of historic attractions to see. We're big on cycling. We know that cycling's becoming more and more popular post-COVID as well here in Ireland.
Yeah, I suppose the French do cycle a bit, all right.
They do.
Tour de France.
Well, absolutely. And there's a huge cycling infrastructure, and we've seen cycle-related holidays booming as well in Normandy. And the food, yeah, the cider is fantastic. The cheeses are fantastic. Seafood's fantastic. But my favourite are the Calvados-based cocktails. They really are worth sampling.
Yeah, well, you're whetting my appetite here anyway. Listen, Michael, it's great to chat to you on Travel Talk today. Tell us, if anybody wants to book now on this exciting invasion in Dublin,
the Normandy Food Tour. Well, Normandy Food Tour. Hopefully, the 3rd of June will be in Dublin. On the 4th of June, we'll be in Kilkenny. And on the 5th of June, we'll be in New Ross in Wexford.
Great. And they can just look up Normandy Tourism or
absolutely,
find the website.
Absolutely. Everything's on Normandy Tourism. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Michael, thanks a million for chatting to us today.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.